Evers Daily Signal, June 12, 2026. Israel and Iran halt strikes as U.S.-Iran exchanges enter second day. Israel and Iran halted missile exchanges while U.S.-Iran strikes continued for a second day. Brent fell $8.42 on the week to $86.71 as financial channels to Tehran quietly opened. Signal 1. U.S. and Iran trade strikes for second day. Gulf states hit. The U.S. and Iran exchanged strikes across the Middle East for a second consecutive day on the 12th of June after President Trump accused Iran of shooting down a U.S. Apache helicopter over the Strait of Hormuz and vowed to respond. Iran said it responded to the U.S. strikes by targeting American assets in Kuwait, Jordan, and Bahrain. Bahrain reported damage in its capital overnight. Evers Signal. Iranian fire landing on Kuwaiti, Jordanian, and Bahraini soil widens the war onto U.S. allied territory, yet Brent fell $2.15 on the day to $86.71 and is down $8.42 on the week, a divergence consistent with markets reading the exchanges as bounded retaliation rather than an expanding conflict. The gap between kinetic headlines and falling crude is the day's real signal. Watch whether Iran strikes GCC territory again before the 19th of June. A third round against Gulf bases breaks the contained retaliation read. A quiet week confirms it. Signal 2. Oh. Israel and Iran say they have halted strikes on each other. Iran fired missiles at Israel this week as President Trump defended the ceasefire, but both countries subsequently said they have halted strikes on each other for now. Brent crude held near $86.71 on the 12th of June, and gold steadied at $4.250/ounce following the announcement. Evers Signal. Two separate conflict tracks are now running on different trajectories. The Israel-Iran track has gone quiet while the U.S.-Iran track produced a second day of strikes. The crude oil volatility index at 54.10, down 3.65 on the week, suggests traders weight the Israel-Iran halt more heavily than the ongoing U.S. exchanges. Watch that index over the next 2 weeks. A slide below 50 confirms the halt is being priced as durable. A snap back above 60 on renewed Israeli or Iranian fire kills the read. Signal 3. UAE to unlock billions of dollars for Iran, Reuters reports. The UAE plans to unlock billions of dollars in funds for Iran, sources said in a Reuters exclusive published on the 12th of June. Evers Signal. Cash is moving toward Tehran while missiles are still flying, and the channel runs through a U.S. security partner. Read alongside Washington's reported floating of frozen Iranian assets being steered to Gulf allies for repairs, carried by Bloomberg this week. The financial architecture of a settlement is being assembled before the shooting stops. Single source Reuters exclusive, pending corroboration, treat the scale as directional. Watch for a name transfer mechanism or bank within 2 weeks. An official UAE denial kills the read. Signal 4. U.S. asked to drop Iran sanctions case against Turkey's Halk Bank. The U.S. asked on the 12th of June to drop its Iran sanctions case against Turkey's Halk Bank. The prosecution centered on the bank's alleged role in helping Iran evade U.S. sanctions. Evers Signal. Abandoning the highest-profile Iran sanctions evasion prosecution on the books cuts against the 8th of June move sanctioning China-based individuals and firms over Iran links, Washington is tightening enforcement on one flank while dismantling it on another. The pattern is consistent with sanctions relief being assembled as negotiation currency rather than wholesale rollback, though neither reading is settled. Watch the court docket over the next month. A granted dismissal or a Treasury delisting of Iran-linked entities confirms the trade. Fresh Iran-related designations instead would kill it. Signal 5. Iran's oil production slumped 19% last month, OPEC data show. Iran's oil production fell 19% last month, according to OPEC data published on the 12th of June. Evers Signal. Nearly a fifth of Iranian output vanished in a month, yet Brent dropped $8.42 over the week to $86.71. The supply hole is being filled, with Bloomberg reporting this week that Trafigura and Vitol are moving more Venezuelan oil to Asia and rare Omani and Emirati cargoes heading to Europe. Lost Iranian barrels are no longer setting the price. Ceasefire odds are. Watch OPEC's next monthly report in mid-July. Another double-digit Iranian decline, alongside flat or falling Brent, confirms the market has fully rerouted around Iranian crude. Signal 6. Suez Canal gains oil tanker traffic amid Hormuz shutdown. Oil tanker traffic through the Suez Canal has increased as the Strait of Hormuz shutdown reroutes crude flows, Bloomberg reported on the 12th of June. Evers Signal. Egypt is the accidental winner of the Hormuz closure. With the strait shut, every rerouted cargo raises Suez transit demand, a hard currency lifeline for Cairo. The cap on that windfall is the Houthi threat to Red Sea shipping flagged by Bloomberg this week, since the same rerouting concentrates tanker traffic in the Bab el-Mandeb approaches. Watch Suez tanker transit counts over the next month against any confirmed Houthi attack. A single strike on a tanker in the Red Sea would reverse the boost within days. This has been the eVerus Daily Signal.